97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. The events that shape this world are happening fast. Keep a level head and stay tuned to 97.1 FM Talk for Democracy 2024.
Welcome back. You know, one of the amendments you're going to be voting on, if you haven't voted already, if you're voting between now and Election Day, is Amendment 5 in the state of Missouri, Lake of the Ozarks Casino License. Here's how the official ballot reads. Do you want to amend the Missouri Constitution to allow the Gaming Commission to issue one additional gaming boat license to operate on the portion of the Osage River from the Missouri River to the Bagnell Dam? And then it talks about state revenue would be appropriated to early childhood literacy programs in public institutions of elementary education. Doesn't say how much, and it doesn't say which programs, but once again, a gambling issue that's tied to somehow funding education. So they think you'll vote for it because it's going to fund education. I was interested in finding out more about this, and I wanted to talk to somebody who lived in the area. We have Dr. Timothy Faber on the line. He is with the legislative director for the Missouri Baptist Convention and represents a coalition of churches down near the Lake of the Ozarks. And Timothy, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. I'm fine.
Thank
How
you.
Are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for giving us a minute this morning to talk more about Amendment 5. You know, I think a lot of people up here in the St. Louis area kind of feel like, you know, this is out of sight, out of mind. It's at the Lake of the Ozarks. Why should they care about it? I'm a no, because I watched the show Ozark, and I feel like Marty and Wendy Bird are going to walk out in a commercial for this thing at some point. It just kind of stinks to high heaven. What's your take on it?
I totally agree. It stinks to high heaven. It's interesting that the rest of the state gets to decide what happens in my backyard.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'm anxious to hear your take on that, because we haven't spoken directly to somebody who lives down there in the area. All we're seeing are these slickly produced ads running on the TV.
Right. And those ads talk about education, but many of them don't even talk about the fact that it's going to be a casino.
Yeah.
And the billboards and signs that we're seeing, you know, support education, vote yes on Amendment 5, no mention at all of a casino. So it's dishonest advertising, for one thing. But the county of Jackson over by Kansas City got to vote on a tax for the Chiefs Stadium, and the rest of the state didn't get to vote on that. Now, I understand this is a constitutional issue, which is why the whole state gets to vote on it, but you would think that the people who live here ought to have the right of veto or something to say, no, we don't want it.
Well, yeah. I assume the overwhelming majority of people who actually live in that area would say, yeah, we don't want it.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, have there been polls in the community down there to back that up that you know of, Timothy?
I don't know of any official polls, but when you're just talking to people around the community, most of them do not want it. There's a few local politicians and money people who want it, but the average citizen living around here, we don't want it.
I listened to an interview the other day with the mayor, I believe, of Lake Ozark, who was making the argument that property, that sales tax revenue is down. A lot of smaller mom-and-pop businesses that were lodges and all that have been sold, and now there are condos in place of those, and they need the revenue. What's your take on that argument?
Well, I believe that a casino is just going to worsen that problem. When a casino comes in and they have a steady stream of income from losing bettors, they're going to be able to pay their workers a very more competitive wage. And their restaurants and stuff will have subsidies from the gambling industry so they can make their foods more affordable. But the local mom-and-pop shops, you know, they're struggling to pay minimum wage already, and they're struggling to provide their goods and services at a competitive cost. And a casino is simply going to make that matter worse, and we'll see a lot more of our smaller businesses go out of business.
Yeah. Are they in need of business at the Lake of the Ozarks? I mean, when I'm there in season, it's nuts down there.
Yeah.
It is nuts. And the Lake of the Ozarks area used to be a pretty seasonal community. And then this time of year, it would be fairly dead. But since the pandemic, it has truly become a year-round destination for people. Our population in the three-county area has swelled by several thousands just in the last few years. We don't need economic activity. I mean, some wouldn't hurt, like any community, but we don't need it.
Yeah. Dr. Timothy Faber is our guest right now. Kim, did you have another question?
Well, I was just kind of wondering if you actually think this is going to pass, because the problem is people are watching these commercials, they're driving by these billboards, they're not taking the time to actually do their own research, which they should, and they're going to see, oh, this is going to help the schools, oh, this is going to help, da-da-da-da-da, and then they're just going to say, yeah, let's go ahead and pass this.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's a lot of voters who don't bother to really look at the issues, and they just go on our slogans or ads. But when we look at the ballot language, it says the money is going to go for early childhood education. Well, who's going to be opposed to that, right?
Right.
The problem is the other 13 casinos in the state of Missouri, their proceeds, according to statute, RSMO 313.822, their proceeds go to the Gaming Proceeds for Education Fund, which is a designated fund within the state treasury. But this proposed amendment does not require that. It simply says that it will go to early childhood education. So we don't know if that money is going to go to this education fund, or if it's going to go directly to the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education, or where it's going to go. For all we know, they may give it to Dolly Parton for her imagination library.
Yeah, it's true. And all those are questions that we don't have answers to, including why there's this rush to get this done ahead of an effort, I understand, by Native Americans down there to put their own casino in. Is that correct?
Well, that's correct to the extent that they're trying to do that. But the two issues are totally unrelated.
Right, right.
The Native Americans, the Osage Nation, are pursuing a casino based on the premise that this is their heritage land. What they fail to recognize is that in 1808, at the Treaty of Fort Osage, the Osage Nation sold the land that they had in Missouri. So we have purchased, the Louisiana purchased, then we purchased again from the Osage Nation this land. It was a square legal deal, and yet they're coming back trying to claim it. Now, if the Department of the Interior, federal level, approves it, and if Missouri's governor signs off on it, and they open a casino, once they do that, they can open casinos anywhere they want to in southern Missouri, anything that used to be Osage land.
Wow.
So it wouldn't just be one. They would have as many as they want, just like in Oklahoma and other places.
Well, two separate issues here. Dr. Faber, is there a resource you would recommend where people could go and find out more about your opposition or the opposition to this casino?
Well, unfortunately, no. But okay. I'm willing to take phone calls or answer email. So my email address would be Timothy@Ephesians412.com.
Okay.
And I would be happy to, respond to emails from folks. I'm not much of a website developer. Sorry.
That's okay. Dr. Timothy Faber, listen, we appreciate your insight on this. Thank you for your time and best of luck on this.
Well, thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Good talk.
Everybody vote no on 5.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that. That's on my voter guide. In fact, at 971talk.com, you can go there and find out about it. Here's why I'm suspicious. Jay Ashcroft said it didn't get enough signatures to even be on the ballot. A Cole County judge overrode his decision and put it on the ballot anyway. That tells me there's big money in this, and they want it done, and they want it done now, and they're willing to do anything, including lie to you about how much it's going to help education, vaguely, just to get it done. Somebody's getting rich off this, and it's not the people living at the Lake of the Ozarks. So I am a no on 5. Download the voter guide at 971talk.com.
Get more at 971talk.com.